Protecting computer data has become a top priority in the information age. Companies are spending more time and money trying to keep out hackers and computer viruses and prevent the theft of intellectual property. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the development of cyber fortresses to guard against what's known as data molestation.
I'm standing next to a 6-foot-tall, refrigerator-sized box that might be called the navel of the Internet. This is the A-Root server, the master computer that helps direct close to 1 billion web requests every day. According to engineer Aristotle Balog, if the Internet is the engine of today's economy, this computer is the carburetor.
When you're in a browser and you want to go, say, to Amazon.com, you type in www.amazon.com, finding the actual site, getting the information that the computer needs to get you there, has to come from somewhere. The A-Root server provides that top-level mapping of names to addresses that computers understand.
Balog is vice president of engineering for VeriSign, a Northern Virginia company that's home to what's known as the domain name system. It allows you to type in, for example, www.npr.org, instead of a long string of numbers if you want to find our website. VeriSign is so worried that something might happen to this or the other computers in this room, Balog insisted we talk well away from the equipment in a glassed-in observation area. These boxes of silicon are treated with a reverence once reserved for the Chinese emperor. Only a select few are allowed to approach. In case the A-Root is molested, this entire building has a twin, a duplicate data center that can take over in case, say, lightning strikes. And like the emperor, these computers are housed in a forbidden city, sealed off from outsiders.
Generally, places that have data centers may have what appear to be windows to the outside. Those are not real windows. Usually what folks will do is put cinder block or some sort of a concrete structure between the data center and the outside world.
No glass means better temperature control and no way for people to break in. Some of these measures make sense. Some sound plain paranoid. Either way, the security needs of companies like VeriSign have created an entirely new business, creating comfy homes for computers to live in. In recent years, the area around Dulles Airport in Northern Virginia has been turning from farm country into data country. Everywhere you look, there's a construction site. These low-rise buildings serve as a virtual walk of fame for the big names in the e-business world.
Here on the left, we have Equinix. To the right, we have a group by the name of CO Space. And coming up here, these two buildings on the left, this is AT&T Web Hosting. They're just getting started here.
Entrepreneur Chris Epstein evinces a special kind of local pride as he points to the tech landmarks of Northern Virginia's web country. Epstein is not a computer guy. He wants to build data centers to rival all data centers. To illustrate, Epstein takes me to his latest creation, Cyber Fortress One, a gated community for computers that he's built out near the airport.
A warehouse costs anywhere from $40 to $60 per square foot to construct. This facility, on just what you're seeing so far, costs about $160 per square foot. The walls on this building are twice the thickness of your typical warehouse. We are talking about walls that are anywhere from 8 inches to 10 inches thick.
E-commerce sites say they lost billions when a hacker brought down their computers earlier this year. The firms that run the computers that run these sites are just as afraid a loss of electricity could ruin their reputation by shutting down websites during a crucial period, like Christmas. So up on the roof, Epstein's Cyber Fortress has its own independent power system.
This is a top-of-the-line Caterpillar 2-meg generator.
Epstein's building has 4 backup generators on the roof, and to make sure the generators don't get thirsty.
First of all, where you see that construction dumpster is actually where there's a 20,000-gallon underground diesel fuel storage tank. We were able to bury the fuel tank instead of having tanks above ground.
There are redundant lightning protection systems, bulletproof glass in the doors. The goal is to use impregnability as a selling point so firms can reassure investors.
The company that leases these buildings can show their customers and say, look, we're in a building with a concrete roof. We're in a building that's got pre-installed generators. We're in a building that's got dual points of entry and an underground fuel tank and no glass.
This cyber fortress is just one part of a building boom in the data center business. Builders are renovating or building new structures in the millions of square feet to accommodate the continued growth of the web. What's not clear is whether the focus on security and impregnability is well placed. It's a safe bet that many of the firms buying into the cyber fortress model will die a dramatic death at the hands of internal forces, such as a bad business plan. Larry Abramson, NPR News.